So I am Will Secor. I'm an economist with CoBank in their Knowledge Exchange Group, which is their research group, knowledge sharing group that provides strategic insights on trends, structural change, and policy-related issues to benefit our customers by better understanding, you know, emerging risks and opportunities. I cover the grain and farm supply space. Prior to joining CoBank, I was with Purdue University, and I joined CoBank back in September of 2017.
Well, CoBank coming out with a new report looking at how the ag landscape is changing. Can you share a little bit more of the highlights and really what's going on?
Absolutely. So we wanted to look into this area because there was a bit of a gap in how the impacts from these mega mergers would shake out through the farm supply sector. And these mergers are truly reshaping the industry. The merging companies are seeking out major cost savings as the farm economy weakened and the cost of R&D have climbed steadily over the past two decades or so. They're not only becoming larger, but they're spanning, you know, three key inputs, seed, crop protection, and farm data now. And with each merger, these antitrust regulators required significant divestments to ensure competition in those markets. So as a result, we think that the price impacts will be limited in the short run. But the one key area that I think agricultural retailers will be watching, and as a result, farmers can kind of see those downstream impacts from, are in the rebate program area. And these are critical to profitability for many agricultural retailers. I'm sure your audience knows, the space is fiercely competitive for agricultural retailers. And so while I think many agricultural retailers are hoping these mergers will be making these rebates more simple or even to go all the way away altogether, I think you're already seeing more complexity in these rebates structures, you know, incorporating share of wallet or growth goals. It's just going to add to that complexity, especially with more complete portfolios. The manufacturers are incentivized to tie together more products to increase cross-selling, and then because of their newfound size, they're going to increase volume requirements to take advantage of that size.
While some of these mergers are still underway, for the 2018 season, do you think farmers and retailers would have any of those real results of how things might be different this year?
I think in 2018, it will be kind of some changing on the service personnel side. There won't be too much change, I think, this year. Just as you said, there's still at least one of those mega mergers still going through. So I think it'll be a little bit to go before any of those changes hit.
To really capitalize on the best way to spend every dollar at the retailer and on the farm, any thoughts on into the 2018 season when it might be time to make decisions for next year or we might see some of these changes?
That's a great question. Probably the second half of 2018 is when you could see some of the bigger changes. I think this year, really what you're seeing is new manufacturer representatives working with agricultural retailers, getting those relationships built and developed and understand, you know, new modes of service and things like that. And then going into probably second half of 2018, really that last quarter, kind of seeing maybe some of these changes start to crop up. But these are kind of longer-term trends that will be impacting the industry going forward.
Looking at both the positive and negative side, what would be some of those negative impacts really to prepare for next year?
Yeah, I think next year, just more complexity. I mean, for crop protection products, you already see some of that complexity where a lot of these rebates are product by product, and sometimes these rebates get stacked together with other products. And so it's kind of creating this matrix of rebate structures to try and understand your final rebate. And so I think that complexity would be a potential thing to look out for on the horizon. That might be growing in the future.
Well, any other points in this report that do you want to highlight?
I don't think so. I think, you know, the last thing to highlight, I guess, would be kind of the response that agricultural retailers will have. that fits with their core strategies of gaining relevance or gaining efficiencies and remaining relevant. They're already responding to a ton of changes out there, new competitors, changing farmer customers, the farm economy downturn. So they're just going to be looking for strategies that fit within those broader goals that they have to best serve their farmer customers going forward into the future.